The defendant is 29-year-old Wade Wilson. He faces multiple charges, including two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of Christine Melton and Diane Ruiz. These two women were killed within days of each other back in October of 2019. Melton was found dead in her home, and Ruiz was found in a field several days later. Wilson faces the death penalty there in Florida in connection to these killings.
Is it possible for someone to be a natural-born killer, or is it a learned trait through trauma? It seems like every case is different depending on the details, of course. Today's case is one that genuinely floored me from the start. Being a Florida native, seeing heinous crimes like this in my area really moves my heart. I wanted to cover this case because the media coverage was outrageously insane. I have watched several hours of jail phone calls, court proceedings, and podcasts about this case. With all that information soaked into my brain, here is the disturbing and downright disgusting story of Wade Wilson. On October 7th, 2019, Wade Wilson killed two women, Christine Melton and Diane Ruiz, in Cape Coral, Florida. Wade met Christine for the first time at Buddha, a popular local bar, on October 6th, 2019. They would end up partying together, and the next day, while she was asleep, he strangled her to death and stole her car. Later that morning, he encountered Diane Ruiz while she was walking to work. He asked her for directions and coaxed her into the car. Once in his car, Wade strangled Diane. When he saw that she had not died, he pushed her out of the passenger seat and he ran her over multiple times with the vehicle. Later that same morning, he also viciously attacked his now ex-girlfriend, Mila Montanez, and tried to drag her into the car. She managed to escape, and somebody called the police. Roughly around 9 a.m. on Monday, Fort Myers police responded to the 2000 block of West 1st Street for a report of a male and a female fighting, according to a probable cause statement. Somebody made multiple 911 calls and callers stated that the male was dragging the female outside of a business. Police said a 36-year-old Fort Myers woman, Mila Montanez, was involved in the altercation and told them that Wade tried to pull her into his vehicle and that as she was about to get away, he got out and started to drag her towards his car. She said he also punched her in the face and bit her ear. But she said she was able to escape to a neighboring business. Police say that the woman had multiple injuries, which included road rash on her elbows and arms, scraped knees, a busted bottom and top lip, and a cut elbow. She also told police that Wilson threatened to kill her and that she was in fear for her safety. At around 10 a.m. on Monday, Diane Ruiz was last seen walking to work at the Cape Coral Moose Lodge. When she didn't arrive by her scheduled time, her co-workers called the police, worried about their friend and co-worker. Police immediately issued a missing person alert.
It was a normal business day. I was just dealing with clients that morning.
Did there come an occasion when you came into contact with Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Would you please describe for the ladies and gentlemen of the jury how that came about?
Wade came in a black car. He backed up to one of the buildings on the property there, and he came up to my truck, my vehicle, when I was on the property, and I was with a client at that time, so I told him to give me a moment, and I'll be right with him. And once I went into the building, he was there trying to get a plane ticket or a bus ticket or whatever he could from me to leave town.
Now, when you saw Mr. Wilson, could you please describe for us what he was wearing at that time?
He was wearing sweatpants only, no shoes, no shirt. He was bloody, and he was missing a couple of teeth.
At around 8 p.m. on Monday, the Cape Coral Police Department contacted a witness named Josh Luckich. He reported that Wilson had arrived in a black vehicle and confessed to stabbing someone. The police established a perimeter and searched for Wilson but could not locate him. Later, they discovered he was hiding at a residence in the 2000 block of Northeast 1st Terrace. When the police spoke with the homeowners who were out of town, they confirmed that no one had permission to be in the house. The police then called the landline inside the home and spoke with Wilson. According to the affidavit, he mentioned that he needed to talk to his father and then he would come out of the house. On that same day, Cape Coral police investigated a suspicious death in the 4800 block of Two Door Drive, Cape Coral. The deceased was identified as Christine Ann Melton, aged 35. The police continued searching for Diane and even brought in dogs on Wednesday to search the area around the German-American Social Club off Pine Island Road around 1:30 p.m. on Thursday. While searching for Diane, Cape Coral police found a body near her home, and on a Friday, they confirmed that it was indeed her.
I answered the phone, and he said, hey, Dad, I need some help. Well, I automatically thought, you know, he needs a hotel, he needs money, whatever. So I, you know, it was a hot day. I was frustrated. I said, listen, call me around dinner time. I'll be done working. Just call me then. We'll figure it out. So he calls me. He's in a panic. You know, I could tell he's high. I need help. I've done something I can't take back. You know, there's two people that aren't with us anymore. And, you know, and my first thought was, oh God, here we go. You know, I just thought he was on one. We talked for a few minutes. I said, listen, I'm on my way home. I said, call me back tonight and we'll figure it out. You know, I said, are you safe where you're at, where you are? And he said, yeah, I'm good. I'm in the house. I'm good. I said, all right. So in the meantime.
And he's already told you about taking two people out.
Yeah, but it was general. That's all he said, you know, and he didn't say, you know, he just said, I've done something I can't take back.
When Wade Wilson's father, Stephen Testaseca, spoke with his son, Wilson immediately confessed that he was a killer. And because Wilson is known to exaggerate and has a history of drug abuse, Stephen, who was at work at the time of the call, told Wilson to call him back later in the evening when he had more time to process this. At least two other calls followed that we know of. It wasn't until about 10 p.m. when Stephen began to think that Wade might be saying the truth. And it is not on some sort of drug delusion. Stephen said Wade confessed to choking Christine after she fell asleep. Wade then admitted to stopping Diane for directions before he somehow convinced her to get into the car. And he choked her while he drove. According to Stephen's testimony, Wade claimed Diane was still breathing before he pushed her out of the vehicle and repeatedly ran her over. He was excited, Stephen said, adding how his son wanted to make Ruiz look like spaghetti. He wanted me to feel the same way he was, Stephen said. That really freaked him out. But what really freaked him out the most was Wade did not show any remorse. Stephen said he initially wanted to help his son. But his perspective changed when Wade began delving into detailed recounts of the slayings. Luckily, Stephen's better judgment took over, and he called the police. Stephen asked Wade for his location and told him he would send an Uber to his location to get him. Instead, Wilson's location was relayed to police, and he was arrested on October 8, 2019. Once in custody, things began to get even more interesting when Wade entered Lee County Jail.
You try me, bro.
You try me, Dad. Always.
How did I try you, Wade?
You know, and it's so dumb. You always try me. You don't want me to have anybody in my life. That's crazy. You want to just kick everyone out of my life, bro.
Wade, save that shit. Don't get on fucking TV talking about I'm a God-fearing man and I've got two little kids. You haven't asked me one time about your fucking kids. Not one time. Now you're on fucking the media talking about you're God-fearing and I've got two kids. You're a dumbass because your stupid ass did what you did. Your stupid ass admitted it. And now your stupid ass is on TV claiming you're innocent. You dumb bitch.
Oh, well.
Now your stupid ass is putting it out on TV.
Hey, look
well,
how.
Guess what, you stupid
look,
ass.
Look how when
you're
I call you out.
With that.
Look how when I call you out, how you snap.
You
see
out.
What I'm saying?
You know what you call
when I call
is,
you out, when
you
I call you out, you show
out
your cards. You show your cards, Dad.
Kid
you show your cards, Dad.
You control his anger.
You show your cards.
You two bitches, and now, you're fucking claiming you need $8,000 for illegal. You know how much money it would cost to defend your ass? On murder charges? What do you think the state attorney thinks?
I guess it's a good thing I haven't. I guess it's a good thing I haven't been
interviewed.
I guess it's a good thing I haven't been charged with murder then, huh?
Confession.
I guess it's a good thing I haven't been charged.
No, you will be. Unfortunately, you will be. And now, Wade, you're gonna wear it because your dumbass can't keep your mouth shut.
Oh well.
What, baby?
Please insanity or something wrong with
you. What are you? Can you hear me?
Please insanity.
Huh? What, baby?
Please insanity. Please.
I am.
Insanity.
No, baby. I'm going to. I'm going to, baby. That's what I'm doing, baby. I'm going to. I might still, baby. There might still be a chance for me. I'm not done yet. That's what I was. I'm not done just yet, baby. Listen, I have people like contacting me on that machine, trying to like message me and stuff
you're,
on there.
You're fucking Ted Bundy right now.
Apparently so. You know, there's gonna be two things that happen. One, they're gonna find me not guilty by reason of insanity. Okay. Or two, they're gonna fucking kill me.
We, the jury, find by a vote of 9-3 that Wade Wilson should be sentenced to death.
Wade was not only fighting two counts of first-degree murder. He had grand theft, battery, burglary, petty theft, and various other smaller charges under his belt at the same time, being found guilty for all of them. Now, the jury did say they voted in favor of the death penalty, but until, I believe, August 27th, so later this month, we won't know what the judge decides. If he is sent to death row, he will be yeeted over into somewhere in Central Florida with a bunch of other death row inmates. There's about 300 of them there, and usually it takes about 20 years for them to execute somebody. They really don't take any like real speedy routes when it comes to this in Florida. I was looking at some averages. It's like there's people that are sitting in there since the 80s still. So if a good old Wadricus here, as Jumpsuit Pablo likes to call him in his videos, if he does get sentenced to this death penalty, he will likely be spending a majority of his time alone, probably absolutely bored to tears, no way to really interact with people, very little contact with the outside world. But I think he'll be fine. His commissary seems like it's fat. There's tons of women that have been sending in letters and even men in the process here. And I will probably do a part two when the sentencing actually comes through, where I go into a lot of the prison calls, a lot of the other behind-the-scenes stuff that I showed a little bit in here. But with that said, we're going to end this one here and hopefully revisit it soon.